You know, the Lord spoke to the woman at the well, and he spoke to her and said, "You know not what you worship. But we, the Jews, we do know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews." Well, good news tonight, folks. The Word of God says a Jew is not one that's one outwardly, circumcised of their flesh. But today, a Jew is one that's one inwardly, circumcised of their heart. Amen. Today, we've been grafted in, amen, to that tame olive tree of the Jews. Today, amen, we have been partakers of that root, Jesus Christ. And today, amen, we are Israel. We are the spiritual Jews. Amen. We are the children of God. And I'll take a step further. We of the apostolic faith know what we worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is a bold statement. Amen. But I believe it to be a very true statement. Amen. There's many ways that seem good to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. There's many doctrines out in the world today. Amen. But there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one way. And tonight, amen, we want to study the Word of God. We study the Bible to gain knowledge. To gain knowledge of God and to draw nigh unto God. To draw close to God. Amen. So He will draw close to us. We study God's Word to express our love for Him. Amen. Tonight, if you have your Bibles, thank you, Jesus. If you have your sword tonight, bless God. Thank you, Jesus. My sword's right here. Amen. We just took a few excerpts of the Word. Thank you, Jesus. James chapter 1, starting at verse 5 through 8, and after we read these, you may sit down, but showing honor to the Word of God. You know, many people cry, "Lord, Lord." But the Bible says not all that cry, "Lord, Lord," is going to be saved. But those that obey my commandments, those that obey my commandments, God has commandments. We must study. Amen. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Next verse. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Next. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. We need to study God's Word with a made-up mind that God's Word is true and it will save our souls. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Jesus said that men of old desired to look in to this salvation and were not able. We are a blessed people that God has revealed Himself to us. He gives wisdom and He gives knowledge and understanding. But listen, folks, we've got to have a made-up mind. We've got to become rooted and grounded in the faith and sound in doctrine. This may sound repetitious, but the Bible says that we need, amen, to hold on to what we have received, lest at any time we let it slip. Amen. I tell you, what you knew today in the Word of God, you may forget tomorrow. You may forget tomorrow. You get your eyes off of Jesus, and pretty soon you'll start questioning the Scriptures. Pretty soon you'll start doubting the truth of God's Word, and therefore you become an unstable person. You become a double-minded person. The Word of God says, amen, that God will not give anything to a person that is wishy-washy. I like the sound of that. Hallelujah. Some old folks in here, I ain't going to ask who. Someone's bound to heard that before. But don't ask me to say it again, because I'd have to say wish instead of weesh. And praise God. You'll have to... isn't Jesus wonderful? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We'll go to 2 Peter chapter 1, starting at verse 3. I like this on the wall. Amen. I like for you to read it as we speak, because you can see it, not just hear it, but you can see it. And I think that once you can see it, you can hear it better. According to His divine power, hath He given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. You could just speak all night on that one verse. We read so quickly, we don't hear what we're saying. Lord Jesus, give us ears to hear. Give us a heart to understand. Hallelujah. This word of God will save your soul. But you have to be able to hear. His divine power. Amen. Godliness, knowledge, and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you may be partakers of the divine nature. It does not yet appear what we shall be like, but when Jesus Christ appears, we shall be just like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Hallelujah. Partake of His divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. The Word of God says, amen, that all flesh is tempted. It goes on to say, it's not a sin to be tempted. It's only a sin when you give in to the temptation. The Word says, when you are tempted, do not say that you are tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted, neither does He tempt any man. But every man is drawn away, amen, every man, amen, is drawn away of his own lust. And then he's enticed. And lust, when it's conceived, brings forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. Amen. We've got, amen, to get our hearts, our mind, our soul upon Jesus. Have you begun to yearn for heaven yet? Have you begun to be weary of this life yet? Has sin and corruption, has it troubled your soul? Do you desire, do you look forward to a place where there'll be no more sin? Where the righteous man won't be tempted any longer? What you once, amen, took pleasure in as a sinner, now that troubles your soul. Now when those temptations come and those thoughts come, amen, it smites your heart and you grow weary, because you see we're in a battle. We fight not against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against principalities and powers. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. The Word says, therefore, take on the whole armor of God. Now, whether you're young or whether you're old, amen, you got to hear. You got to understand. Amen. The Bible tells me that the whole creation groans, the whole creature groans, being desired to be clothed upon with His body from heaven. Not to be unclothed here, but rather to be clothed upon with that glorified body. Amen. The body like unto the Lord's glorious body. Do you have a vision? Do you have a desire? Is life more than food and clothing and shelter for you? Are you looking just, amen, for the natural, normal things? Or do you desire something more? Do you desire to be with Jesus? Do you desire to go to heaven? Do you want to see God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you laying your treasures up in heaven? Amen. And besides this thing, this giving all diligence, verse 5. Amen. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience goodness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if in these things you do abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight, amen, we want to speak about the Godhead. Amen. Many folks have many different ideas about the Godhead. Many folks will take different scriptures about the Godhead. Some will take that in, I believe it's even 1st or 2nd John, where the Word of God says, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And they take it from that, they will say, the Word of God does not say that the three that bear record in heaven are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. No, it says it's the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Three different manifestations of one God. Three different spiritual applications of our one Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. But there is those that say you can't understand the Godhead. There are those that say, well, the Godhead is a mystery, and so you're not meant to understand it. But that is not true. God wants us to understand the Godhead. But I tell you tonight, Jesus said that you do search the Scriptures daily. Do you search the Scriptures daily? For in them you believe, you think that you have eternal life. That's what you're looking for. In Jesus' day, they were searching the Scriptures because they knew in there someplace was the words of eternal life. And the Word says, Jesus said, and those Scriptures are those that speak of me. The Word of God says, amen, that those Scriptures that speaks of who Jesus Christ is the words of eternal life. Amen. And so, we must become rooted and grounded in the apostolic faith. We need to understand. It's not, amen, that I am conceited. It's not that I am vain. It's not that I am proud. Amen. But, amen, we need to acknowledge our doctrine. We need to understand who we are and what we are. If we do not know who we are, amen, we're going to be that one that's blown of every wind of doctrine. We're not going to be able to stand in the storm, amen, because we're not going to know the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. When it says to be rooted in the doctrine, it means in the teaching of Jesus, amen. So we're not ashamed, amen, to be sound in the doctrine of Jesus. We must not be blown of every wind of doctrine. We must not be a double-minded person. We must not be unstable in all of our ways. For the Word of God says, God will not give wisdom, knowledge, or understanding to such a person that is of a double-minded mind. Amen. We must know what we believe. And that's what Tuesday night's all about. Amen. I love to shout. Amen. I love to get stirred up. Amen. But you've got to know what you're worshiping. You've got to know, amen, the truth. To understand the truth of the Godhead is of the utmost importance to us as believers in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I think of the words of a song, and I know most everyone here except maybe the new folks know it. And it's hard to say the words without singing, but we'll try to forbear. Amen. The Godhead. I'm a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller, heaven-bound, born-again believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. Amen. Now, did you hear that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I have been washed. I have been washed. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I have been washed by the blood, sanctified by the Spirit. I believe in holiness, and I suggest you do the same. Amen. That's good stuff. Amen. I was set free at a Pentecostal altar on my knees. And believe me that I'm not ashamed to be a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller, heaven-bound, born-again believer in the liberated power of Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. You have to sing that sometime again. Hallelujah. Believe me, I'm not ashamed to be an apostolic Christian and to know who Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when I was a young man, I was happy to say I'm a Christian. It was later that I realized, amen, there is an importance to add that extra on there. Because, amen, it signifies and represents what we believe. Thank you, Jesus. Apostolics. I know I've told this story before. Amen. The first time my wife had to go to the hospital when we were in our early marriage, they put that armband on you and they put your faith on there. I've saw the Methodist and the Baptist and, you know, different ones. And when I looked at my wife's wristband, I said, now who did I marry? Amen. Apostolic. I couldn't even pronounce the word. And I surely didn't know what it was about. Amen. And I don't know if she ever explained it to me. It wasn't until some years later, amen, I got that revelation. Apostolics are monotheists. Wow. Meaning we believe in one God. Now hear this. Amen. We are not Trinitarians. We believe, amen, in one God. The Trinitarian faith, I believe it says it's something like this. And they say they believe in one eternal God, manifested in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're making a statement that they believe that God is three men, that God has three physical bodies, that God is three individuals that you can speak to and communicate with separately. But that they go on to say, amen, that they believe that those three men make up one God. Amen. But we of the apostolic faith, we believe that God manifested himself as the Father, he manifested himself as the Son, and he manifested himself as the Holy Ghost. We believe, amen, that God manifested himself spiritually in these different administrations, but that God himself, amen, is a spirit, and no man can see a spirit, and a spirit has not a flesh and bone body, amen, but that Jesus is the embodiment of God. To get a little bit ahead of myself, amen. The Jews over in Israel today, the natural-born Jew is also a monotheist. They believe only in one God. They believe the commandment that the Lord said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. And you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Amen. And we of the apostolic faith, we believe in one undividable God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We do not deny the Father, and we do not deny the Holy Ghost. Amen. But we know, hallelujah, the truth of the Godhead. Amen. I'd like to read an article to you here this evening for a moment. Amen. Entitled, The Godhead. Amen. It says here that there are conflicting reports concerning the Godhead from many different denominations that abound in our day. Our only alternative in this matter is to turn to the Word of God for the proper answer. Since recorded history began, paganism has been the rule by many religions as man seeks to understand and to know God. We desperately need a Bible answer concerning the Godhead in order to exalt Him to His rightful position. Christians will receive some of their greatest opposition from religious circles when they begin to exalt Christ to His rightful position. Because of the popular acceptance of the Trinitarian doctrine, when you declare from the Bible there is only one God, opposition is lying at your door. Amen. By this all men shall know you're my disciples, that you love one another. But many people hate us. Many people that say they love God, yet the Word of God says, how can you love God whom you have not seen and hate your brother whom you have seen? I do not hate Trinitarians. Amen. Don't hate them at all. I love them. Pray God will give the revelation of the oneness of God to them. I don't want to persecute them. I don't want to harm them. Hallelujah. I want them saved. Amen. But when you begin teaching that Jesus Christ, amen, is the fullness of the Godhead, you're going to get opposition. Amen. We need today, amen, to know who God is. The Godhead is important to our salvation. America has a widespread acceptance of the teaching of the Trinity, meaning that there are three separate and distinct persons in the Godhead, which are co-equal, co-eternal, and co-existent. Other parts of the world have other concepts of God or gods. Our individual responsibility toward God requires us to properly identify our object of worship. Apostle Paul said that the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. The invisible things of God, which you could not see from the very creation, yet are seen by the things that God has made. You look out upon the world and you see God's creation, hallelujah, and you will begin to understand His eternal power and His Godhead. And so they are without excuse. Since we are inexcusable concerning the Godhead, it behooves us to study and understand it properly. Hallelujah. Said all that to start saying this. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 1 Timothy 3:16. Are you able to hear? Are you able to comprehend? Are you able to understand? Amen. The Word of God says, now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God says, without faith it's impossible to please God. For in order to please God, you've got to first believe that God is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Diligently seek Him. I know no other way to seek God except through prayer and the Word of God. Amen. Through the written Word of God. In 1 Timothy 3:16, Paul speaks to Timothy and says, without controversy, without debate, without argument, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. He was justified in the spirit. He was seen of angels. He is preached unto the Gentiles. He is believed on in the world, and He was received up into glory. Now, the great mystery, amen, the word mystery means hidden truth. Amen. And the Word says, great is the mystery, the hidden truth of the Godhead. But God has revealed it to us of the apostolic faith. God was manifested in the flesh as Jesus Christ. He was justified in the Spirit when the Holy Ghost descended upon Jesus Christ in the form of a dove. He was seen of angels when angels come to minister to Jesus Christ. He was preached unto the Gentiles when Jesus Christ preached the gospel. Amen. He was believed on in the world. Amen. And God was received up into glory when Jesus Christ ascended back into heaven after the resurrection. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 28:9-10. Whom shall the Lord teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Whom will the Lord teach knowledge? You want knowledge? Whom will the Lord teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? He that's weaned from the milk and off the breast, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That was as far as I was going to go. But with a stammering lips and another tongue, I'll speak to this people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this is the rest whereby you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Amen. A stammering lips and another tongue. Rebirth. Hallelujah. Born again. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Those who are mature beyond the new birth experience can begin to learn knowledge. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study. Are you a slothful person? Study. Are you a lazy man? Study. To show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. That's a very, amen. That's a very, how was it? Powerful scripture for me. Because it says so much. If I want to be approved of God, I got to study. I got to study. I got to search it out. I got to rightly divide the word of truth. We think we know who Jesus Christ is. But what does God's Word, the Holy Bible, say about the true identity of Jesus Christ? What I'm going to start now and what I want to get at now is, amen, I want to begin to express who is Jesus Christ. We want to know who Jesus Christ is so that when we witness and testify, we can tell others who Jesus Christ is. And we're going to go through the scriptures, amen, to see who Jesus Christ is. In Matthew chapter 16:13-16, we're going to read, and it says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist. And some say you are Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Jesus saith unto them, but whom say you that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the Son of God. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is our Savior. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me or unto the Father but by me. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the way, he's the truth, he's the life. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 14:16-18, and I will pray to the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter that may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwells within you, and shall be in you. Now listen to 18. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the Spirit of truth. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the Comforter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:20. Apostle Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives within me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the indwelling Spirit of God. Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is God with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, thus far, we see by the Word of God who Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ is the life. Jesus Christ is the Comforter. Jesus Christ is the Spirit of truth. Jesus Christ is the indwelling Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If that weren't enough, praise God, let's go on for some more. Revelations 1:11, saying, Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is Alpha and Omega. Revelations 1:18, I am he that liveth and was dead. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is he that liveth and was dead. Colossians 2:9, for in him, Jesus, dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 1:15. Who is the image of the invisible God? Amen. The firstborn of every creature. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would say to you, amen, if God, amen, desired, amen, to look into a mirror, amen, to see his reflection, God would see Jesus Christ looking back at him. Hallelujah. 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 Think about what I'm saying. Jesus Christ, amen, is the express visible image of an invisible God. The prophet Isaiah prophesied of the birth of Christ. Isaiah 9:6. Unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Okay, let us sum up who Jesus Christ really is, according to the Bible. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ is the life. Jesus Christ is the Comforter. Jesus Christ is the Spirit of truth. Jesus Christ is the indwelling Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Christ is Alpha and Omega. Jesus Christ is the first and the last. Jesus Christ is he that liveth and was dead. Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Jesus Christ is Wonderful. Jesus Christ is Counselor. Jesus Christ is the Mighty God. Jesus Christ is the Everlasting Father. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa, yeah. Church, who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus Christ is God. All of God, not just the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ is the one and the only true God. And Jesus said, unless you believe that I am He, you'll all die in your sins. One last question, church. Let's stand. One last question. Who do you believe Jesus Christ is?
Let's clap our hands right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Awesome, awesome. That list could go on and on and on. Amen. Who's Jesus Christ to you? Is He your healer? Is He your provider? Is He the one who got your family in this? Is He the one who's going to get your family in this? Is He the one who's going to get your co-workers in this house? Is He the one that's going to heal your body when the doctors say there's no way? Is He the one that healed our pastor when the doctor said he had 30 more minutes to live? Hallelujah. It's exciting. It's powerful. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, brother, couldn't have been any better than that. Let's give him a hand right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah.